Dr. Max Reinecke is with us, and we want to get ready for spring. What do you think?
Well, we all want to get ready for spring. Bill, how are you doing this morning? Did you get dug out?
I did, and actually it wasn't as bad as I thought. If you've got a house that doesn't let the snow drift into your driveway, you can get out in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah, it was somewhere between a half an inch and 15 inches is what I determined.
17 in Vermilion, which was a big number, but got in early this morning, left yesterday afternoon early so I wouldn't get in the rush, and hopefully people are getting around safely today.
Well, now isn't the time for spring to happen, but now's the time to be getting ready for spring. If listeners were having a wedding that they wanted to lose 10 or 15 pounds for, they wouldn't start the week before the wedding. They'd start trying to lose that weight.
Now you would start.
2 months ahead, yes, of time, or three. And quite often when it comes to our bodies, we think differently. We think, oh, this knee that bothers me, I think I'll make an appointment this week because spring starts next week. That isn't the way it works. You need that same kind of 6 or 8 weeks to get something rebuilt.
So how do you know when a body part is bad?
Well, a good one would be if you got to take Advil, Tylenol, or Aleve more than once a month.
So I don't do that. Maybe I'm not smart enough to have any in the house. But there are some signs that a body part really needs to get tuned up if you're going to utilize it the way that you like to when you can get out and about in the spring or summer.
I've got a couple of hints here. Some of them are for younger or middle-aged folks, and some of them are for older folks. And you younger folks, we were just talking about wildlife habitat. And a food plot for next year, that's something that's possible. But a shelter belt for next year, when's the best time to plant a shelter belt? About 30 or 40 years ago.
Absolutely. It takes a while.
And so you youngsters out there, don't wait until some of these things ring true for you. If you got a little twinge now, now's the time to start working on it. But knees typically are going to show up difficulty going up and downstairs. You're upstairs, there's something downstairs, and you think of excuses not to go down there and get it. Maybe you have a knee problem that's your bad body part. Feet, we all tend to use our feet equally. Sometimes we get one foot hurt more than the other. That doesn't mean you're old. It means that that foot has a problem. When you have an event where you're on your feet for a long time and you pay for it later that day or the next day, you got a bad body part there in your feet. There's something we can do about that. Shoulders, if you can't throw the bone or the ball for your dog like you used to be able to, sure, you're getting old, but you're aging, but there might be something wrong with that shoulder we can help you with. And as far as wrists and elbows go, if you've got straps or braces that you use on your forearm for an elbow or a wrist, that would make me think you might have a bad body part.
So what do you do to make sure if people don't know if they've got it or if they just think maybe it's old age and maybe it's something that they have strained in another time of the year that's not spring or summer?
Most of the time, all the time, pain and joint wear comes because there are muscles that are weak that control the joint. They can't keep it in proper position during its activities. It begins to wear. The way our body works, we don't squeak when we start wearing out. We start having pain and inflammation. And people treat that pain and inflammation with over-the-counter painkillers, but that doesn't get to the source of the problem, that muscle weakness. And that's where a full-service chiropractic clinic like Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic comes in. There's a number of things that we need to check.
Well, and best way to do it is to come in, and if you are in the spring, you may actually have not done much in the wintertime, and you may put yourself in a position you're going to overexert as you get started, and you want to make sure that anything that might be wrong, you've had checked.
Well, and I'm trying to get people to come in before they realize that they hurt themselves. I'm kind of going against human nature, but let's say whether it's something you want to get checked or it's something that you've just hurt. What do? The first thing, we check the spine to see if there's a weakness due to a nerve deficit that's causing the problem. You can't have a strong muscle if the nerve going to that muscle is pinched. We correct that by adjusting the spine and realigning it, much the way teeth are straightened with braces. Another problem that could be with the joint itself. There are 9 particular movements that a shoulder needs to have to function properly. That's easy enough for a skilled chiropractor to check and make the appropriate adjustment to and restore proper function to the shoulder, and the painful symptoms go away. Lastly, it could be a weakness that is kind of caused by faulty muscle memory. Quite often, a painful movement becomes ingrained in the brain, and our body continues to think that that movement's going to cause pain. Taking some ARP neurotherapy treatments kind of erases that bad loop in our hard drive, and we realize that we can do that activity pain-free once we're done with our series of ARP treatments.
Dr. Max Reinecke is with us. You've been doing this how many years?
It's coming up on 33. It'll be 33 March 1st.
33 years, and not all chiropractors are created or trained equally.
Well, I have done my best to develop the God-given skills I have to their maximum potential. And I often tell people that I'll be the last one to give up if I think we're making progress or there's a potential for progress. And I'll also be the first one to say that this is something beyond there are times when tissue gets beyond the limits of healing, and I'll let a patient know when I think that we've made efforts to get things started, but it just ain't going the way we figured it would.
You like to say there are two kinds of people.
Yes. There are people that go to the chiropractor, and there are people that need to go to the chiropractor. And I'm here to help the ones that have never been to the chiropractor. You could imagine what we would think of you if you'd said you'd never been to the dentist.
We could probably see the difference.
Yes, exactly. And that's I'm glad you brought that up, Bill.
Having been in Kentucky and Tennessee for a number of years, I kind of know that there are some of those people that should have seen a dentist, just like some people here ought to see a chiropractor.
Well, you know, there is a saying there, I think. Doesn't Tennessee have a hockey team now somewhere? They've got the Nashville. They have a professional hockey team.
Well, they're not the Nashville musicians, but they're...
And that was the first time that the crowd had less teeth than the hockey team when they started playing.
I think you're right.
It's a good thing that...
They still beat the Wild, though.
Good thing that the Kello signal doesn't go all the way into the deep south. But we were talking about two kinds of people. The ones that go to the chiropractor and the ones that don't. And how did we get on to hockey players and
well, the different people that we talked a little bit about dentists.
Okay, that's it. I have often said that if the average American woke up every morning, looked in the mirror, and saw their spine, chiropractors would be as a household term as dentists. Right now, you'd expect everyone's been to a dentist recently. South Dakota, about 20% of the people go to chiropractors. Just remember, just because you can't see your spine doesn't mean that you don't need to have it checked.
One of the things that I've learned from you is that if you're going to have a health care team, you need to have a chiropractor in your toolbox.
That's right.
It can make sure that you can do that. Don't think that it can all be done by one doctor or one dentist, whatever. Chiropractor needs to be a part of that team.
And don't underestimate the potential for improvement that chiropractor has. The most important system in the body is the nervous system. Nervous system controls everything, and that's what the chiropractor works with.
And much like a hockey team, you're the goaltender. You have to make sure that they're able to go out and about, score a goal, and smile.
That's right, yes. Bill, it's always been a pleasure, and listeners out there, I do hope you call 335-0880. Motto is call us today, feel better tonight.
All right, Dr. Max Reinecke, always a pleasure to have you here. I learn something every time.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. It's always fun, and I hope the listeners do too. Have a good day,
everybody. Even those in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yes.
Love you there too.
We do.